Driving down Texas Highway 72, Sister Elizabeth Reepsleiker is following a flatbed trailer and calling 911.
Pipes leading off the inverted tank.
Sister Elizabeth frequently drives throughout the Eagle Ford Shale, notifying authorities when she believes there are environmental violations.
I called 911, reported it. Their deputy is several miles away. Okay, now he's turning right here.
The truck is hauling a salvaged oil tank, and it's dripping a thick trail of black, runny goo.
Oh, that is really pouring out.
Sister Elizabeth came across what may be an environmental violation while leading a fracking tour of the Eagle Ford Shale. The nun belongs to the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word, and she offers her fracking area tours to people like Nancy Fullerton, who want to learn about the South Texas oil boom.
I'm here to see for myself what I've been hearing on NPR, what I've been reading in the newspaper. I want to start seeing something for myself before I form a real opinion.
Also along the tour, Sister Elizabeth points out the drilling sites, the man camps, the disposal wells and pipelines springing up in the Eagle Ford, and she cracks the code of the trucks rolling down the highway.
You see the number code on the back of that truck? He's got a little flame on his red diamond there, and it says 1267. Everybody see that?
Yes.
All right, so that's a number code for condensate. The flame means it is flammable, combustible, might explode.
Sister Elizabeth says she's not against fracking or petroleum development. She has seen firsthand how it's brought jobs and prosperity to South Texas. But she wants people to know about the trade-offs involved.
I do that because I think it's very important for people to understand the average citizen, who, like myself, who walk up to a gasoline pump and fill your car full of gasoline, what actually is going on to get that to the pump.
Sister Elizabeth is a native of Cuero, a center of the Eagle Ford. Her family helped settle the area in 1866. That gives her credibility when she talks about fracking with area farmers and ranchers, and that's key because they don't open up to outsiders.
People trust her.
Tom Smith is the director of Public Citizen Texas, an environmental protection organization, and he's seen how Sister Elizabeth is able to connect with landowners.
She listens and assures them they're not alone, that this is happening all over the Eagle Ford, and they're not crazy.
And then Sister Elizabeth relays those stories to Texas lawmakers in Austin.
Your last name, but...
But I do remember in the 82nd session of the legislature, when we had the same discussion.
Yeah. And we're going to have to start with your name, too, so we have it for the record.
My name is Sister Elizabeth Reed. What's really at stake here is our democracy, because I have seen so many little people who have just as much right as a person who represents million-dollar industry to their land and to their way of life just being run over.
Now, here's an irony. Sister Elizabeth is also getting checks from the Eagle Ford Shale production. Her family has land that has oil, and she's entitled to a share in the royalties.
It's a blessing that I'm trying to... My congregation gets that because of my vow of poverty. So we try to put it at the service of people.
She wants to make sure the fracking and everything else is done right.
The majority of the population in the United States uses gasoline, but only a small population are living in the areas where this is being produced, and so they're the forgotten people, but they have rights, they have families, they have health concerns.
Sister Elizabeth says it's her calling to serve as a watchdog to monitor energy production and report problems when she sees them. David Martin Davies, Texas Public Radio News.